We're discussing the Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramaskol Daf Geinu. It points out various difficulties with the possibility of Hafgas Kedushin. Is it really so that at times we can be oker the original Kedushin, even Milam Afreyam? So Tosfos raises the problem that the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, that it's crucial to have the Zman in a get. Why is that true? Rabbi Yochanan says, because of the concern, Shem Yichapa Basach Osa. If there is no Zman regarding a get, one can imagine the following possibility. You'll have an Eishes Eishes Insa, and there will be an attempt, let's say, the husband to spare his wife from the Chiyuv Nisa. He will go ahead and give a get, and subsequently claim that that get was given not then, but rather years ago. And therefore, at the time that she was Mazana, she was no longer an Eishes Eishes, she was a Grusha. So therefore, Yochanan says it's crucial to have a Zman on the get in order to be able to determine as of what moment she is, in fact, considered to be a Grusha. So Tosfos writes, good, so that possibility will not work, but now you have another possibility of Shem Yichapa Basach Osa. You'll have the same case of an Eishes Eishes Insa, and if the husband wants to see to it, she'll be spared the onus of Misa. Very simply, let him give a get right now to his wife, and improperly be Mavatel, the Shlichu Shlo Bifnei HaShliach. The Gemara will say that was a terrible thing to do, it can result in Mamzerus, called Mekadesh, Shakin Rabban Kedushimine. In such a case, it turns out, Iglai Muslim Afreya, at that time, she was a Pnuya. So therefore, Tosfos writes that one could take advantage of Hafgas Kedushin in ways that apparently were unintended by the original enactment of Chazan. Good. So Tosfos answers, right, a couple of possibilities. Number one is that in Ochinami, there's a major difference between the case of Zman as opposed to the case of Hafgas Kedushin. In the case of Zman, it's absolute Sheker. At the time, she was an Eishes Eishes Insa. She, of course, is Chayev Es Misa. You'll give her a get and claim, lying through your teeth, that she was a Grush at the time. That, of course, Rabbi Yochanan says is inappropriate. But here, in Ochinami, if it is Kedin, this will in fact be a possibility. And then Tosfos quotes at the very end of the Tosfos, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that that Hafgas Kedushin is not categorical. The Chachamim have to assess what the motivation of the instance was. And Tosfos writes that in Medinan, if it's clear to us, the Lakach Miskavim, that the only reason he's doing so is a ploy in order to see to it that there will be a Hafgas Kedushin in order to allow something to go by that was terrible. No, an Isra of an Eishes Eishes Insa. In such a case, Enoch Inami. Under those cases, the Chacham will not be Mafkia Kedushin. It wasn't a categorical Takana. Under this circumstance, in every case, the Chacham Mafkia. No? If it's clear to the Chacham that one is improperly taking advantage of the Hafga, in such a case, we will not say Hafkin Rabbanan Kedushin in it. Then Tosfos raises the next issue, and that is the one of Hasra Safek. How is it ever possible to be able to give Hasra? After all, there is a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Hasra Safek Ish, Me Hasra? The way Tosfos presents it, you get the following impression, that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Hasra Safek Ish, Ma Hasra, then there's no problem. If whoever you like Reish Lakish, that Hasra has to be Vada, you can't have Hasra Safek, this is a difficulty. No, after all, right, every case of Eishes Eishes Insa should entail a Hasra Safek, because can we be absolutely certain that the Maisa Veira will now be violated? Not necessarily. Maybe, as things play out, something will happen that will cause a Hafkas Kedushin, and in such an instance, this will not be in Issa Misa, Eishes Eishes Insa. So I understand Tulsa says, if you hold Hasra Safek, Ishma Hasra, but if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. If you hold like Reish Lakish, that is difficult. Good, that's Tosfos, the second kasha. So we start to discuss, again, the difficulty, right, of this kasha Tosfos, the hara of Vadike Vege. The example, right, of Hasra Safek, the machlokes between Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, is a sugi and shuas and daf gimel beis. That's one of the examples. A person who makes a shua she'ochal kikar zehayom. So a person makes a shua, he eat this kikar on this day. What happens if of vahayom? What happens if simply the day will pass and he doesn't eat it? And issa daraisa, he violated his shvuah. However, the Gemara says that in a loka, there's no malchus in such a case. Why not? So the Gemara says, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, it's a lav shein bo maisa. He did nothing. Sheva tasa. Sat back. He failed to eat the kikar. So of course, there's no malchus. Lav shein bo maisa. In lokin alav. Reish Lakish says, that's not true. This is a case of hasra safek. Right? And hasra safek is lav shein bo hasra. The Gemara says, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan did not give that reason, simply of Hasra Safek? Because Rabbi Yochanan is of opinion that a lav she'ein b'maisa, ein lokin lav, but Hasra Safek is in fact Shema Hasra. So the Gemara has two possibilities, Machlokas, Riyokan, and Shlokish. Why it is, Shvu Shalchal, Kikazayom, Velo Achal, why is it that there is no Malkus? We've mentioned in the past, the Yerushalmi, it's a very great Kiddush, the Yerushalmi and Shvuas, it's found in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, where the Yerushalmi writes, there's a big Nafkamina, between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Whether it's because of Hasra Safek, or whether it's Lav Shema Maisa. What's the Nafkamina, the Yerushalmi? What happens if Sarfa, or Hishlich Aliyam? What happens if a person makes a Shvu Shalchal Kikar Zeh, I'm going to eat this kikar, and now the person destroys it. That's the nafkamina between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What's not so clear is how you flip the nafkamina, no? How does that work? If you look Poshub Shah and Yushalmi, it's one way. If you look in Tosus and Shuas and Abdallah and Aleph, it's another way. Poshub Shah and Yushalmi is the following. That if you hold Hasra Safek is the problem, Rish Lakish, this is Hasra Safek. This is Hasra Safek. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a lav she'en b'maisa, this is a lav she'esh b'maisa. The person actively destroyed the kikar. That's Pashup Shat Yushalmi. That's what the Ramban writes. That in the case of Shua She'ochal, and then the Sarfa or Zarak Liam, it is a problem of Hasra Safek. However, it is a lav she'esh b'maisa. And Tosus and Shua Abdallah and Aleph writes the exact opposite. Very great Kiddush. Now, Tosa says that, what do you mean? It's still called a lav she'ein b'maisa, because what was the iser? The iser was the zrika liyam. That wasn't the iser. The iser was failure to eat the kikar, the chaloshem. No? That is lav she'ein b'maisa. What about the hasra problem? Tosa says that's simple. Right before the person is about to burn that kikar, I can give him hasra and say, if you burn that, you're going to violate your shvuah. That's Tosa's chiddush, no? It's a fascinating issue. We've discussed at length. When it comes to Lav Shema Maisa, when it comes to Hasra, do you look at the Avera Salav, the particular Hechatimtza, how it is that the Isra was violated? Or do you look at the nature of the Lav? So the Yerushalmi and Tosfos both assume in opposite directions that there's a difference between Hasra as opposed to Yeshua Maisa and Eva Maisa. It's a fascinating machlokas. One could have argued both ways. That by nature, Shvur Shalchal is Lav Shema Eva Maisa, because the Isser is the E-Achila, the fact he didn't eat. Why didn't he eat? Because it was sitting there, because he destroyed it, or because it was locked in a room someplace. That's irrelevant. The Chaloshim Isser is the lack of Achila. Or maybe you can argue, no, there's a major difference. If a person sits back and does nothing, that's called Lav Shema Maisa. If a person actively destroys the Chepza, that's called Lav Shema Maisa. And the further machlokas, when I have to give Hasra, when is the Hasra? Right, when I destroy the kikar, that's not the iser. The fact that I destroyed the kikar, now it makes it impossible for me ever to fulfill my shvua. But what is the shas hasra? Can I give hasra before the hechatimtza, so to speak? Before the person burns the kikar? Right, that's not the chaloshim iser. The iser is if you do so, and the kikar is non-existent, well of course, b'sof hayom, it will be impossible to consume the kikar. Do you have to give Hasra at the time of the Isser? Or no? Can it simply be at the time of the Hashlach Liyam, at the time of the Sreifa? No? That, Yerushalmi and Tosa says, is crucial to this particular case. Why is this important, this instance of Hasra Safek? As we began to discuss in the last year, simply, yeah, that's a technical problem, a crucial problem, but a technical problem. Did the person violate the Isser? Absolutely. His shvuah was to eat this kikar. He failed to eat it. He violated an issur d'oraisa. Good. Or the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim Yivamos Nafkuf Aleph. Right. Safek bin Tesla Rishon Shiva L'Sheni Hika Ezeh Chazer Hika Ezeh. Did the person violate the issur of Maka Avi V'Imo? Absolutely. The difficulty is that we're going to have problems isolating the Maisa Avera. Now, you're going to give a person hasra right now. You better eat this kikar. He'll say, I don't have to eat it now. I can eat it b'sof hazman. And he the tzamtzem. You're not going to hit the nail on the head exactly toke de dibur of the time that the Isser is chal. You'll give him hasra, impossible. So on technical grounds, there's a difficulty with the hasra, but undeniably, the person violated the Isser. There's no question. That, l'chor, is a problem of hasra safek. What would happen if you have a case where the hasra is not just simply in question, but the whole avera is besafek? That would be a machlokas Riochan Rish Lakish. Pashup Shat, we would assume if the whole avera is in question, That's not called Hasra Safek. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who admits Hasra Safek is Shema Hasra, B'med Ramamurim, when the Isra was violated, if you'll come up with a case where there's some Safek in terms of the Averis Halav, of course Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that there's no Malkus, there's no Misa. No? Poshub Shah Tosus's example is not one of Hasra Safek. Tosus's example is where the whole Aver is in question. No? Tosus says, look, if we really have to be concerned with the possibility of Hafka, it's Hasra Safek. No, we have to be concerned with the possibility of Hasra. Forget about Hasra Safek. That means that there's a possibility that this was never violated. How can you put anyone to death for Eishes Eishes Insa? Maybe the Avera will not be violated because something can play out in the future that the Mafreya will cause the Kedushin to be disrupted. And that's a Chiddush that this should be called Hasra Safek. So this is what the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger discusses, as mentioned in Kol Gadol, in Os Pei Tes. Hadavius in Lech Shabbos, right, to require Hasra, the person is chayiv skila for Chilul Shabbos. Hasra is necessary. So that's what Rabbi Kveger discusses, a similar issue to our Tosfos. How do you ever give Hasra for Mevashel, for Ofeh? How do you ever have Hasra? Because that's a malacha which is lachar zman. A person puts something on the stove, a person puts something in the oven, and the cooking process begins. What are you going to do? You're going to tell him that if you do that, that's Chilul Shabbos daraisa zachiyu misa? Not necessarily. It's a malacha which is lachar zman. If in 10 minutes he or someone else or a fuse will go and now the oven stops cooking, it's no longer working, it's not going to be Chilul Shabbos daraisa. So do you have to be concerned with that possibility? That's Tosfos's whole issue in Shabbos Daf Dalam of Chatei Bishul Shetizke. If I see someone who puts something in the oven and he walks away, am I allowed to violate an Isud Rabbanan to get that challah out of the oven to save him from violating an Isud Daraisa, a Chiyuv Misa? Or do you say that's not true? Am I allowed to violate an Isur Kal to save him from violating an Isur Chama? That's Tosfos's theory. Tosfos says it's clear from the Gemara Shabbos and Abdallah that we do not say Chatei Bishul Shetizke, that I should violate Isur A to save him from violating Isur B. And Tosfos now quotes all the other cases in Shas, right, from Sukkim, Daphne, and Tess, and so on, that seem to indicate the opposite, that we allow one individual to violate an Isur Kal to save another person from violating an Isur, which is far chamor. It's clear that the Mai Safi is insufficient. Good. So Rabbi Kveger describes as a Dabra Pashut, that nonetheless you give Hasra at the time that the person will put the food on the stove, he'll put the challah in the oven, and the fact that Radia Sapas is possible, that's not called Hasra Safek. If in fact it will cook, that's called Hasra, which is Betar HaSvabek. And that's where Rabbi Kveger discusses our case. Let's assume the case of Hasra Nafiya. So you give a person Hasra, foolishly he ignores you, puts the pasta in the oven, process of baking begins. Good? It's called Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. The person is going to be Chayiv Misa. Do I have to see to it to make sure that the pasta actually baked? Mechora? No, you have to be able to verify that the Isser took place. There was Hasra. The Hasra was the time of the Maisa Fiyah, the Maisa Bishul. Everything else kicked in the halo. Yeah, but obviously you have to be aware that the Aver in fact occurred. So Rabbi Kveger writes the following Kiddush in our sugi as well. In order to have a chiyuv misa for Eishes Ish, you have to make sure that there was no hafka. Otherwise the whole Aver is besafek. Forget about Hasra Safek. You can't put someone to death because maybe they violated an Isser. That must be absolute. That must be definitive. So in a finami, in our case as well, let's assume you have an instance of an Eishes Ishes Insa. So you know why Tosfos isn't bothered about the possibility of Hafka? Meaning what? If there is Hafka's Kedushin. and it turns out they were not married, and therefore the list of Eishes Eishes Insa was not violated, so of course she can't be killed. The only issue was Hasra Safek, because we will have to in fact be Mevarer that there was no Hafka. Now, I mean, a woman Eishes Eishes Insa. So Dezen will look into it and see. Was a get given? Was there Bittul HaShlichus? Did any of this happen? So the husband said, of course not. He never gave his wife a get. He never gave his wife a get. Ayyidei Shliach and was Mevatel HaShlichus? Say no kinami. Right? The possibility of Hafka will not exist. What do you have to be concerned about? That maybe something will happen in the future? That there'll be Hafka a year from now, 2 years from now, and it turns out Lamafreya, the Kedushin is off? So is Rabbi Kvega right? That's not going to happen. She's going to be killed now by Bezdin. So you don't have to worry about the possibility in the future of a Hafka. That's not going to happen. Bezdin will certainly ascertain that there was no Hafka in the interim period. Between the time of the Maisa's Nus and the time of the Gumardin. And of course, they don't have to be concerned what's going to happen in the future. Right? Because what do you mean? If the woman is going to be killed for being an Eishes Eishes Insa, so in such a case, what do you have to be concerned about? Maybe next year the husband will give a get. It'll be Mevatel Shlichus. It's not going to happen. Right? They're no longer married. And she's no longer alive. No? But Rabbi Kvega writes a pretty incredible Kiddush. He writes the following. What happens if it was a case of an onus? Or someone was ma'anes in Eishes Ish? What happens if that Eishes Ish was a ktana? Where certainly she is not going to be killed at all for what happened. It's mamash and onus gamur. He is chayav misa. She is not. So Vikivega writes, then, eima misa no so. He cannot be killed right away. Because there is that possibility of Hafka. The only thing that troubles Tosfos is the following. We know here and now that the Hafka did not take place. So how was the Hasra given a year ago? So good, that must be Hasra Safek Ishma Hasra. Shari Kager says, yeah, but the whole Aveira perhaps was not violated. And that even Rabbi Yochanan admits. You can't enforce the chi of Misr Malkus if the Avera Salav did not take place. Rabbi Kveg writes, the answer is, we know there was no Hafka. We know the Avera took place. Because we know that there was no get and bitul HaShlichus. Yeah, but how can you project to the future? The answer is, there is no future. Rabbi Kveg writes, and what if there is a future? What if he's the perpetrator, he'll be killed, right? But she will not be killed. It was a ketana, it was a case of ones. So unbelievable. He assumes that Tosfos assumes that obviously he's not going to be killed in that case. There, we don't know for sure that the Avera took place. Tosfos is bothered that even in the vast majority of cases, when we know the Avera was violated, but still isn't it Hasra Safek? Because at the time of the Hasra, we don't know what's going to happen between the Hasra and the Shas Misa. That Tosfos says. Right? In Okinami, that should depend on Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. Of Hasra Safek, Shema Hasra, Lav Shema Hasra. That's a very great Kiddush, Rabbi Kvega writes. Why Tosfos is only bothered with the Hasra problem, not bothered with the essential problem of if you're going to consider the possibility of Hafka, how do you know if the Aver was violated at all? So Tosfos writes the following Kiddush, name of Rabbeinu Tam, that look, we have a right to follow Rav. Rav in Megarshin, and even further, more certainly in Mevatlin. Gerushin itself is a miut. In this scenario that the Gemara plays, a person with Megari Shalit HaShliach, Imavata HaShliach, one does not have to consider that possibility. And then furthermore, Tosfos writes the following Kiddush, also very important. Tosfos says, what do you mean? There's a Chazaka. But now, what do you mean? Right now she is Bechezkas Nesua. And therefore, we have a concept of a Chazaka Dahashta. That if we are aware, right, of a given status, we can assume that that status, right, is still intact. No? That's the concept of chazaka. So therefore, we can assume chazaka, and therefore, enochinami, we treat her as an assumer, and therefore, we can have eishes eishes insa. It's not even called asra safek. There is even a chiddush. This is found in the Gvura Sari, right, in the Chibur of the Shagasari, in Tainus and Kavdalin. Here, the Shagasar just points out the following Kiddush. This line of Tosfos also, to consider this to be a chazaka de hashta, a chazaka de meikara, what was true is true. Shagasari points out this is also Kiddush, because when the Gemara applies the concept of chazaka de meikara, what does that normally mean? Right? The case in the Gemara, for example, right, in Chulin Daf Yud, is the Kohen wants to declare this as being a bayis hamanuga. So he sees that there's tsaras which is in the house. So he leaves the house, closes the doors, he's about to declare that the bayis hamanuga. The Gemara says, how does he know that what he saw a moment ago is still present? How do you know that that is current? The Gemara says, that's the concept of chazaka. The Kohen doesn't have to see the tsaras the time of declaration. If it was true then, it is true now. That's the concept of a chazaka, meikara. Unless we know somehow that that changed. The Shagasari just says the following ha'ara, and that is this, that strictly speaking, one could have understood chazaka meikara means what was true is true. Right? What was true then when the Kohen saw the Negatzaras, the Negatzaras is still there. We don't have to be concerned that all of a sudden the shear now diminished, and now there's no reason to declare it as a bayis hamanuga. Here Tosfos is dealing with something a little bit different, though, no? Tosfos is dealing with the following. Right now she is an Eishes Ish. Right? But that could change in the future. No? Tosfos says we can rely on a chazaka dahashta to tell us that the current status will never change. That's a very great Kiddush, the Shagasari points out. Chazaka meikara normally means that if I know something was true yesterday, I have a right to assume it's true today. If you'll tell me, will this always be the case? Mechateisa? I don't know. I measured the mikveh yesterday, was a mikveh kshir, the case of Nida Nafez. Good, I have a chazaka meikara, it was a mikveh kshir yesterday. Right now, I can assume it was a mikveh kshir, I don't have to assume someone broke in last night, right, and all of a sudden, right, emptied it out. And now it's less than a shir. Does that mean it's never going to happen in the future? I never said such a thing. I have a chazak in meikara, what was true is true. Here, Tosfos is bothered by the following. Something could happen next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road that can cause hafkas kedushin l'afreya. So Tosfos says, rely on chazaka. That's a very great Kiddush. Right, language, Shagasari writes, is that the olam yamod kamo shu achshav. Chazak in meikara means we can assume that the current status will continue indefinitely until we know differently. Right, that's a very great Kiddush. No? If you're talking about Rove, I understand. What is the likelihood that that will happen? But to invoke, right, a chazaka to make kara, that is in fact a Kiddush. Because a chazaka to make kara, again, usually, as we've discussed many times, it's not mevara at all. It's just nihug, because look, given the current situation, there's no possibility of birur. So what do? The Torah says, well, if there's no possibility of birur, rely on a chazaka to make kara. However, to project, not necessarily. Right? That's the Kiddush, I guess, how he points out of this line in Tosfos. The reason this kasha of Tosfos is so crucial, the issue of Hasra Safek, is because if you look in Shita Kovetzes here in our sugya, the Ramaskal Bakosav Aritva, the Shita Kovetzes gives several different terutzim to this very kasha of Tosfos. Number one, the Shita writes again, Milsud Lo Shkiyah, the possibility of gerushin with shlichus, with bitul shlichus, right? Very remote. We don't have to consider such a possibility. The Ritva writes a second terence, and that is that in those cases of hasra safek, there is isul sveka kamon. We're confronted with the safek. We're confronted with the safek. A guy makes a shvua, shlochal kikar zehayom. I'm immediately hit with the safek. When will this isser be violated? That is called a safek. There's a latest hasafek inherent, that which was done. In the case, for example, of this woman who didn't await the proper havchana and remarried, there's an inherent safek. A child is born. I forget about the fact that the child hit this one, hit that one. The situation at hand gives rise to a suffix. Who is the father? The Ritva writes a chiddush that something is only called hasra safek if isa the sveka come on. If there's a suffix which is bifaneinu. That's not the case in our issue. Right now, is there any suffix? There's no suffix whatsoever. Right now, this woman is in a sewer. You're telling me that something can unfold years from now that could happen, and if in fact that occurs, there's a hafgala mafreya. That does not create the latest suffix. Only when there is isla the sveka come on. The person right now is faced with the reality of suffix. I don't know A, I don't know B. Right now there's no suffix. Right now she's an Ashes Ish. You're telling me there's a possibility that something could happen in the future. That Al-Tidin is not called Ate suffix. And then the Ritva writes, the Istimit Artsin, the day in the Shituku Betzis, and the Ritva, one day in Ramban, a very great Kiddush. Is it so clear that all of these cases, called Mekadesh, Afkiru Mekadushimine, is Lamafrein? Tosfos assumes obviously, if it's a Hafka, it means they were never married. And therefore, Shemi Yachafa, right, the case of Hasra Safek, the possibility of being Metahar Mamzerim. Here the Shita Gvetzis writes, who says that that's true? Maybe the Kodim Akadesh, it means that at any point in time the Chachamim can sever issues. It's a Kedushin which is Amanashi Yirtse. And when the Chachamim exercise that right, a very great Kiddush, it is only Mikana Lahaba. It's not Lanashraya. So of course at the time she is considered to be an Ashes Ish. But not Mikana Lahaba. That the Hafka is not the Mafreya. That's the Kiddush that the Ritva writes, but in Shitu HaKobet says. See, there are two very different cases of Afkin Rabbanu Kedusha Mine and Shamas. This is what we started to discuss. The cases we've been dealing with up until now are Hafka la'achar zman. The Shas Kedushin, everything was fine and good. Something happens subsequently that causes the Hafka. In our case, right? There was a onus, b'kim ha'tanai, b'shas kedushin, everything was mamish kedasa kedin. Subsequently, something happened. The case in Gittin, that's lamed gimel, the same thing is true. Bitla shlichu shlevitne ashliach. Way after the maisa kedushin. There's one more case the Gemara has, the sugin Gittin, that ayin gimel, the case of a shchiv mera. What happens if a shchiv mera is megarish's wife? And all of a sudden, he recuperates. So Rav and Rabba say in that case, that even though Midaraisa the get is not a get, we have a problem. Shemi Yomri Yesh get Lachar Misa. And that's the third case the Gemara has of Hafka. In a case of a get Shchiv Mera, if in fact he recuperates. So in such a case, no, we assume that the get was a get. Because the Gzera Shemi Yomri Yesh get Lachar Misa. There's Machlokas Rishonim, the Ram, the Rashba. You can take a look what exactly the case was. It was a case where the get was given al tanai. The husband said specifically, Areze gite im mati mikol hazeh. Or no, we're talking about a case where the Shemir just divorced his wife stam. Shelo al tanai. But that's the third case. What do you have in common of all these instances? Right? That's a hafga, which is la'achar zman. Then there are two other cases that you have in the Gemara, where the Gemara uses the very same terminology of Kinra ben Lekadushimine, which is very different. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Memches discusses the sugyo of Talu v'Zavin. I impose unfair pressure for you to sell me an object. And I keep on badgering you, I keep on pestering you. Finally, you give in. Okay, I'll sell it to you. Is that really considered to be das makna? So the Gemara says, yes, that's das makna. We don't live in a perfect world. The bottom line is you really meant to sell? No, you'll ask me, why did you mean to sell? Because you didn't want to retain that chepetz? No, my answer will be, it's because I couldn't take his pressure. But every day, he's bothering me. it's worth it for me to sell the feifes to get them off my bank. That's called, that's not net. So good, in an ideal sense, you wouldn't have sold it, but given the pressures, you went through with the sale. The Gemara says, what about the comparable case of kedushin? What happens in a case where there is excessive pressure which is being placed, and finally the kal agrees to marry? Well, if that's called das makne, well, that should as well be called das when it comes to kedushin as well. So the Gemara says, enachinami, that midaraisa, that is considered to be proper gemiras das. But that's a case of, look, huasa shlok hogan, the chassan's not doing the right thing, exerting so much pressure, and therefore afkin rabbana kedushim in it. That's the case of Babas and Afman Pes. That even if she says yes, we view it as though it was a kedushin about karakha. That's what the Rashba writes in kedushin daf beis. The Gemara has a very difficult line in kedushin daf beis. That now, why does it say isha niknis? Because if it would say ish kone, you would think that a man can marry his wife about karakha. Tosas quoting ksubas daf beis amanala. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell you, Yisha Niknesam, Yidaitin Balkar Falam. So Rashba is very bothered. Yeah. If the Mishnah would have said, Yishma Kaddish, that's what really you would think. Kedushin is Mamish Balkar Falam. The woman has no say whatsoever in the Maisa Kedushin. How can that be? Kedushin doesn't require Dasa Yisha. So Rashba writes, no, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Of course the woman says, no, it's no. Yisha Niknes means that the yes has to be of her own free will. If she says yes under duress, right, that is not a good act of kedushin. That's what the Mishnah says, ikun and iknis. She has to, on her own free volition, be willing to enter this marriage. If it's done because of excessive pressure, then it's no good. And refers you to the sugya of Asra and Cheslam and Beis. That's the case of Afka. Of course you need Das Isha. Why don't you think? You don't need Das Isha for kedushin. Of course you require Das Isha. Why do you need Dasa Isha for Kedushin? Right, it's interesting, right? Rashi gives a couple of different reasons why you need Dasa Isha for Kedushin. Rashi writes in Kedushin, and Daf Mem Dalet, because you need Das Makne. Every Kenyan requires Das. And Rashi writes in Yevamos, and Daf Yates, no, V'hol Chava Isa. It mentions what happens. A woman, right, receives her get, now V'haisa Lisha Fe. Bahaisa means, on her own free will, she goes and marries someone else. Now she has 2 days as to why it's necessary to have Das Isha for Kedushin. It's an important idea. Either because it's Das Matne B'chola Torah Kula, or no, that's the Pasuk of Ahalcha Bahaisa. But for our purposes, that's in a further case of Hafka. And then the Gemara has one last case. That's the Sugi Nivamos. And Daf Kufyud, a case of, right, a person who is Makadesh Ketana. If the father marries off as Biti Nasati Visha Zeh, that's a Kedushin Daraisa. Let's assume we're not talking about Kedushin Daraisa. Let's assume the father is dead, right, the mother or brothers marry her off, that's Kedushin Miyun. So she has a right of refusal. So let's say all of a sudden there was this Kedushin Ketana on the level of Darabana, and all of a sudden now, as soon as she becomes a Gdola, someone else went and married her. Well, that's a Kedushin Daraisa. What existed up in Tunnel is only Kedushin Miyun. So Mikra Hadinu Yishu Salom, she's married to the second guy. Terrible thing. The first one didn't even have a chance to consummate the Maisa Kedushin. So the Gemara says again, that's a further example. Look, Huasa Shloka Hogan. That second vow is something that's inappropriate. Afkin Rabbanan Kedushin. Those are the 5 cases that you have in Shas of Afka, but they break down into 2 very different instances. The first 3 are case in the Sugya, in Gittin of Bito Shlichus, the case of Shchitma, all refer to Afka Lachar Zman. The last 2 cases of Anas HaShisha Shnizkat Shalom, or the case of Kedushei Ketana, there was a Kedushin which was Shelo Baratzon Chachamim. There was something that was wrong with the Maisa Kedushin. The last 2 cases where there is a problem with the Maisa Kedushin, obviously, Afkinu Bana Kedushin means that they were never married. the kedushin was not chal. It's not that they were married and the chalim were mafkiyah the issues. It means the chalim did not recognize this kedushin. But what about the first three cases? That's the issue. What about the first three cases? Here, where the kedushin was already binding for years, right? And all of a sudden, 50 years later, it gets shtivmira. Do we all say that is nekal mafreya, or is that only mikanam haba? That's the major machlokus. Tosas assumes obviously any hafka means b'shas kedushin. Just as it's so obvious in the cases of Bavavasra and Yavamos that it was B'shas Kedushin. So too, that's how Hafka works. The Chachamim have a right to say that the Maisa Kedushin was Adaita to Rabbanim Kadesh, and therefore the Kedushin was never Chal, L'mafreya. And that's what the Ramban entertains the possibility. Right then, the Ritva, Shitra Kubetzis, as we saw, not necessarily. If the problem was B'shas Kedushin, then you're right, the Kedushin is Paka. If the problem is La'achar Zman, so Mikan L'Hava, but not L'Mafreya. In fact, Tosfos and Bava Basra, there on Daf Mem Ches, points out just a fascinating diuk in the Gemara. In the first three cases, the Gemara says, Kod Mekadesh Adait Ramakadesh, Bafkin Rabban L'Kedushin Minim. In the last two cases, that first line is missing. The Gemara just says, "Huasa shalot kahogen." This guy did a terrible thing. Excessive pressure that she should marry him. Vafkin rabbanu kedushin minim. Why is that? Same thing with sugin yavamos. Tosfos writes the following kiddush: that if you're talking about a kiddush shalot baratzon chachamim, where it means it was never chal, and the problem surfaced at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, then you can simply say, Afkin Rabban Kedushin Minei. If the problem surfaces subsequently, right, years later, what is the right of Hafka? That's where the Gemara has to so dramatically claim the Kol D'Makadesh Adait R'Makadesh. It's as though there was a Kedushin Al T'nai L'Chatchila, that the Kedushin will only be chal, provided that even subsequently everything is done keratzon chachamim. And in principle, they have a right. But in order to demonstrate that these are two independent forms of hafka, Tosfos says the Gemara only uses the term kodem mekadesh adait ram mekadesh in the first three, not in the last two. You could also argue very simply the following. If the Kedushin was done properly, as in the first three cases, then we can say in the Gemara, Kol D'Makadesh Adait Ram Makadesh. In the cases where the Kedushin was done Shalom Baratzon Chachamim, that's when the Gemara is going to say, Kol D'Makadesh Adait Ram Makadesh. Obviously that Kedushin he was doing was negating the Ratzon Chachamim. Maybe that's why the Gemara simply deletes the Kol D'Makadesh and writes, Vafkinu Bana Kedushin. A further Kiddush. If you look in the Chedushei HaRashba, in the Ramas Chokol, Rashba raises the following kasha. The Gemara has the case in Yavamos, the Rashba writes, on Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, of Mayim She'en himself. The husband disappears. The husband was on a boat, he fell off of the boat, and in himself, the water seems endless. The likelihood that somehow he survived and didn't drown is almost an impossibility. But on the other hand, we don't have any clear indicator, clear raya, or anyone to be made that this person drowned. And that's a difficulty. The Gemara has Mayim She'en himself. Husband disappeared, right? But yet, right, no clear indication. No one saw the Shas Misa. No one can testify that, in fact, he is dead. So the Rashba was very bothered. Why is that such a grueling issue? Why not call them a Kaddish? A Daitra a Kaddish. That's the Rashi writes in our Gemara. Every problem the Gemara has, that potential issue of Yishumi Gunos, just simply call them a Kaddish. Afganam a Kaddish. Afganam a Kaddish. The Rashba writes the following Kiddush. But there's a major difference between these two sets of cases. In the second types of cases, where the Kiddushin was Shalob Ras and Chachamim, that Hafgah does not require a get. The Kiddushin was never Chal. In the case of Baba Basra, Chacham declared they were never married. Fine. No need for a get. In that case of that Kedusha Ketana, no need for a get as well. In the first three cases, Rashi has a fascinating Hara. There, the Kedusha was Barasan Chachamim. Anything that occurred, Mamish was Lachar Zman, years and years later. In all three of those cases, there was a severance which was Ayde Get. A Get in our Sugya. A Get in the Gemara and Get in the Fama Gimel. Or the Get in the Fayim Gimel. The Get Shchimera. Rashi writes the following Kiddush. If the Kiddushin was flawed from the start, yeah, the Chamon simply said that was no Kiddushin. However, in all those instances where the Kiddushin was Barasan Chachamim, and there was something that subsequently occurred, so therefore the only time the Chacham were willing to apply the principle called a Makadesh or a Havgah was Hecha Dikha Srav Gita, only in the case when it was a get. Now if you look at Rashi, even in our Sugya as well, Rashi stresses, right, Al Yidei Getzen. Now in cases of Havgah. Why is that necessary? That's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. If you can demonstrate that there was some flaw of the Shas Kedushin, then yeah, it's Baka. If, however, it was something that surfaced subsequently, only in cases where in fact it was Ayyidah Getzeh, right, in those instances, that's the case. In fact, that's what the Ramban writes. Shittah Gebetz's quotes, the Maskel, the Zelosh and Ramban, that the Kedushin is severed Ayyidah Getzeh, Mikana lahabar, not l'mafreya. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Why is it in all these cases there's a get? Ramban writes the Chiddush because it is not mi l'mafreya. One day in Ramban, is Tosis assumed? It's only that which is mikana lahabar. You can only assume that it's paka mishas kedushin if the kedushin was shlo baratzon chachamim. Ramban writes the following: the chena asur lekohen ukrovaseh. You mean to say what? Whatever you apply Hafgah's Kedushin, like an argument, it's as though they were never married. And now she's allowed to marry a Kohen. She was never divorced. Or she's allowed to marry his Krovim. Ramban writes, certainly not. Because right, the vehicle of Kodim Akadish Vavkinu is Mikan Lahaba Ayyidei Getzeh, not Mila Freya. And Midaraisa, she's a Asur LaKohen, she's a Grusha. And she's forbidden to his krovim. And then the Ramban has a second possibility that no, maybe everything is l'mafreya, and only midrabanan do we treat her as a grusha. But the first day in Ramban is that midaraisa, she treats as a grusha. It's mamish ayde gets that. How is that possible? The way the Ramban describes it is the following. In principle, the Chachamim have the right of hakira, but not in practice. Why? Because it's not necessary. Right? All they need is leverage. What is this guy doing? He's being levatel l'shliach. He's not supposed to be levatel l'shliach. Right? There's a takana of Gimel HaZaken not to be levatel l'shliach. He's doing the wrong thing. So Bezdin will take him in the corner and turn to him and say the following: look, what are you being levatel l'shlichus for? You really mean to be levatel l'shlichus? What do you think you're going to accomplish? By being mevatel l'shlichus, you're going to remain married to your wife. Look, we have an ace up our sleeve. We have, in principle, the koach of Hafkas Kedushin. At the end of the day, right, you are not going to be married to this woman. Right? Because after all, right, we can uproot the Kedushin Mafraya. So therefore, I would suggest you reconsider your Bitul Hashlichus. It's not going to get you anywhere. No? Here, all of a sudden, you're coming to Bezin, but with the tine of Ones, I wanted to come, and therefore, that was my Das, that was my Ratzon, and therefore, don't allow the get to be Chal. We're going to turn to him and say, look, because of concerns of Prutzos and Snuros, we can't allow these things to happen. Right? Push comes to shove, right? We can uproot your Kedushin Mafrayim. So I advise you, just be quiet and change your mind and realize that it's not going to get you anywhere. Retract your argument. Now that's the Chiddush that Ramban writes. That if in principle, Chana have the right of Hafkas Kedushin, so therefore, right, La'ayim Alav, it will silence everyone's taina. And Enoch Inami, the Kedushin will be severed. Ayide Getzer. What's the guy going to claim? That his Das Gerushin was A. Yeah, but your Das Gerushin was A because you thought it would accomplish something. If you knew that your Tain of Onus was irrelevant, if you knew that your Bitul HaShlichus was irrelevant, probably wouldn't have done such a thing. No, you're going against the Ratzon Chachamim, against the Takanah Ravim HaZaken to try to retain this marriage. It's not going to happen. So that's the Chiddush. That no, that the Ramban writes, that after all, right, these are the options that you're faced with. You can divorce your wife right now, Aide Getzen. Or you can cause us into a Hafkas Kedushin. And you know what Hafkas Kedushin is going to mean? Shavu Rabbanon Bilasal Bilasnus. And it'll turn out that every act of Bilasnus is Bilasnus. And that's not something you want to do. Right? So therefore, right, let the Kedushin be Paka Mikana Lahaba, not Lamafreya. That's how the Ramban, right, understands the Chiddush. That the Hafka is not the Mafreya, but the fact that Chachamim have the right, the koach, in principle to do so, called the Mekadesh, so therefore, that will allow them to, right, the leverage. Ayde Getzem, Mikan Lahaba, that's the Chiddush. Take a look at what the Ramban writes. Wanted to begin, right, the sugyan of Gimel Beis, like the cases of Yehoraz Bayav. Just raise a few issues. I'll give you some armakamos, right, for tomorrow. The Gemara mentions, right, the Suva Nisei Siyom Haravim, but the Brisa tells us in the Gimel Beis that no, that Nisakana Va'elach Nalagam Lichos B'Shlishi. If there was a shasa sakana, nahoguam lichnos b'shlishi. The Gemara says, what was the sakana that we're speaking of? Mamish pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says, no, the decree that tibal lehezman t'chim. So what's the fear? The Gemara says that there are tznuos, the masra nafshay luktala. They're going to give up their life rather than go through tibal lehezman t'chim. So the Gemara says, no, if that's the problem, the Lidrosh Lu Donashari? So the Gemara answers that no, they're Prutzos, they're Kohanos, and therefore, right, will refrain from Lidrosh Lu Donashari. So Tosos is very bad with the clear question. The Gemara says that, look, let's get up and teach that under such conditions of Ones, Lidrosh Lu Donashari. Have to see exactly what that means. And the Gemara says, no, we're afraid that people could take advantage of such instruction. Ikoprutzos. The Tosfos says, wait a second, what does the Gemara suggest? Lidrosh Lo Nishari. That if one is faced with a situation of Gili Arayos, Lidrosh Lo Nishari. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled, that Gili Arayos is Yahar V'Yavur. How can that be? That's Tosfos' discussion. So Rabbi Nutam writes, right, the following Kiddush. It's true. Gili Arayos is Yehard V'Yavur. But not every Maisabiyah is called Gili Arayos. Right, we discussed this at length in a very different context. But when it came to the status of Nida, to what extent is it Yisrei Bia? To what extent is it Isra of Gili Arayos? Here the Gemara quotes the Kiddush of Rabbi Nutam, that ain't a chayav in Nisa, bilas mitzri. Rabbeinu Tam quotes the pasuk of Yechezkel, v'zirma susim zirmasa. It's comparable to Mishkav Behema. And therefore, it is not considered to be Gili Arayos. It is not Yerag Vayava. So that's why the Gemara says, the Lidrish Lodon Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Tam brings this raya from that very Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled. When the Gemara discusses how it was that Esther was able to marry Ahasuerosh, the Gemara says, "Ha Esther, befarhesia havoi." Wasn't that befarhesia? Rabbeinu Tam immediately asks, "Befarhesia." When it comes to shar isurim, then we distinguish between sinah as opposed to befarhesia. When it comes to arayos, even bitsina arayos is yarag vayavoi. So why does the Gemara say Esther is b'farhesi havoi, and v'lo pareh for Esther gile arayus havoi? So Rabbeinu Tam says because bias nachri is not called an iser arayos, and therefore there's no halacha of yarag vayava. Then Rabbeinu Tam goes on, and it was further kiddush. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam's case of Abbas Yisrael Shehemira, and Uba Haleh Obed Kochavim, you have an Eishes Ish who was involved with a goy, and now right, the husband divorced her, and that goy converted. Is she allowed to marry this goy? So Pashup said, of course not. If you have an Eishes Ish Zinsa, the pasuk says Venitma means she's a Surah Labal, and she's a Surah Labal. Rabbi Natan says, no, not true. In this case, we don't say. Because here we're talking about again a bias mitzri, and therefore we don't assume that she's asur l'ba'ol. And if she's no longer an eishes ish, her husband divorced her, and he no longer is a guy gerus, so therefore Rabbeinu Tam allowed the two to marry each other. That's a very great kiddush. Tosfos assumes, what does it mean to assume zir masusim zir masam? That the Maisa Bia, the Asakum, is not considered to be Arayos, meaning it is not Yarek Vayavor. And furthermore, as a result, it doesn't create an Issur Labal or an Issur Labal. Take a look for tomorrow at the Ritva, the Masko Mishum, and take a look at the Rush in Simen Dalet. They argue that the Psak Halacha Rabbeinu Tam is correct, but for very different reasons. The Tavok quotes the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel of a very different reason to assume that's true, and the Rush quotes a third reason why in fact that should be the case. And take a look also right, the Nafka Mina. Right. You look in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and Kufayin Ches and Sifri Tes, right, you find this halacha of Rabbeinu Tam and Eishes Ishe Zinsa, right? Not with a Yisro, but rather with a Kusi, and the Gir Shabala, and his Gair HaKusi, Shemuteres LeGer HaZeh. So if you look in the Bir HaGra, the Bir HaGra knows Chav Beis quotes three reasons why the Shivim Mutin. The view of Rabbeinu Tam, the view of Rabbeinu Yechiel, and the view of the Rosh. And take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah has a case right there, which the Chol be an Afgamina, between the Rosh as opposed to Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the difficulty? So if you look in the Rishonim, they pile the kashas against Rabbi Natan, but it just isn't so. Now, how can you say that even as a result of bias nachri, you don't apply the Gemara echad l'baal v'echad l'boel? It's not true. Hey, take a look at our Tosfos. Tosfos says it's against our Gemara. The Gemara says lidur shudon ashari. No? Get up and say so publicly. The Gemara says, no, why don't we do that? Because of Prutzos. What's Prutzos? What is Rashi saying? Avde Baratzon, they're going to do this willingly, and Benesaro Sabalayin, and they will be forbidden to their husbands. So we're going to get up and say that, Oneshari? No, the fact is they are forbidden to their husband. Is that what the Gemara says? Ika Prutzos. Or Tosfos raises, again, from the case that we saw earlier, in Dab Chafa Avma Beis. What happens that the Isha Shenech Shema, Shenech b'sha biyarakum. A woman who was taken captive. Even aide biyasakum, if it's baratzam, asur lebaleihen. No, it's before Shemishna, no? But even biyas nachri, isha shenech b'sha biyarakum. What we discussed before, no, in Rabbi Chanan. What is called ratzam, what is called ones, but it's clear, if it's baratzam, she certainly is considered to be forbidden, her husband as well. And Tosus raised the issue of the Gemara Megillah, Kasher Avati Avoti, Achashverosh. And then take a look at the Rosh, right, in Siman Daled. The Rosh refers you to the Sugi in Sota and Daf Chavav. Take a look at that Sugi very carefully. Can you have Kinui and Stira regarding an Akum? See, yeah, the Gemara says Mekanina Yidei Akum. You can have the whole parsha of Sota. You can have Kinui and Stira for Bias Akum. So doesn't that indicate so clearly that even Ayde Bias Akum, she's forbidden to the Baal, forbidden to the Baal? Go through these marmakamas very carefully. Just one ha'ara, and this is what just to take a look at. When you go through, all the kashas that Tosus raises, that the Rush raises, are making a pretty clear assumption that may not be true whatsoever, according to Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam said what? That if you have Bias Nachri, that woman is Muteres Leboel. The kasha of these Rishonim, the Bayatos of the Rush, are all assuming that Hu Hadinami, she's Muteres Labal. Did Rabbi Natan ever say that? Rabbi Natan just said that the woman is divorced, right? And this guy converts, she's Muteres Labal. Rabbi Natan never said that she's Muteres Labal. What the other Rishonim are assuming, Tosfos Rashi Mistaber, if she's Muteres Labal because Al Pidin, it's not considered to be a Maisabil of Gidar Ayos, Hu Hadinami should be Muteres Labal, and all the kashas that indicate that she is Asur Labal. Who says that Rabbi Natan disagrees? Maybe the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan is that even though in Achinami and Eishas Eishas Insa is Asur Labal and Asur Laboel, yeah, but maybe these two halachas not necessarily go hand in hand. One could envision cases where she is Asur Labal but Muteres Labal. Take a look at the Ritvan Arsugi and the Ramaskal Nishum and the Shidu Kubetzes, the Ramaskal Ve'ivra, and take a look at the Tshuma Sadeshin and Simon Reishu Tess. This discussion of what is the Shita of Rabbi Natan, did Rabbi Natan ever mean to say that she's Muteres Labal? Or Rabbi Natan only was referring, as in this case, of Boel? Why should there be a distinction? So take a look for tomorrow on the Beis HaLevi. That's Vav and Chedek Beis and Simen Mem. To begin with those Dalet of Sei. And take a look at the Keren Ora. Right, and that's Sugi and Sota and Chavav Mabeis. Go to that Sugi very carefully. Chavav Mabeis. Why is it the nations in Shizinsa is Israel about? Is that a function of Gimeraimus? Maybe one can break down these halachos and suggest that according to Rabbi Natan, of course she's Asur Labal. All the rayas that the Roshonim bring. Rabbi Natan was only discussing, right, whether in fact she's Asur Labal. Okay, so I have to pick up, and then we'll continue with the postals, right, regarding Inarbar.